Hey there, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. Happy Easter. My name is Gary Zimek. We are still within the octave of Easter, so we want to keep the alleluias going. We want to keep acknowledging the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead. Today's theme is recognizing Jesus. Do you sometimes struggle to recognize Jesus in your daily life? Well, it's a very common problem. I do as well. I think many of us struggle with that. Like, where is he? I know he said he would never leave us. I believe by faith he's here, but man, I am just not seeing him. Well, we're going to look at today's gospel, the gospel from today's daily mass, as St. Luke tells the story of the two disciples traveling on the road to Emmaus. And just as we've seen in the previous 2 days when we looked at the daily gospels, we see an example of some followers of Jesus who are distraught because the Lord has been crucified. They are not even acknowledging the fact that he said he would rise from the dead. And what's very interesting about this is the fact that they are literally complaining and telling Jesus himself of their sorrow. And eventually they begin to realize that, wow, this is really Jesus. He has risen. So it's another example of our Lord reaching out to people who are distraught, people who are lost, and intervening so that they are capable of recognizing him. I want you to take this to heart, especially if you are struggling to recognize Jesus as you deal with whatever problems and struggles you are facing. The gospel is Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" And they said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. Besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that he had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described. But him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are. How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them, and it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were open, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." Now, if the idea of the breaking of the bread, what Jesus did with the bread and distributed to them, if that conjured up an image of Mass, that's a good thing. Here's what I'm going to say to you as you look at this. One of the best ways to get to know Jesus is by participating in Mass and receiving him in the Eucharist. That is going to help you to get to know Jesus better and recognize his presence. Please don't ever lose sight of that. We'll talk to you next time.